Members of Citizens for Governmental Transparency say they'll figure out their legal strategy next week. Rich Pellegrino says individuals and groups within the coalition could submit friend-of-the-court briefs or take other legal action because they believe the project could negatively affect taxpayers.
There are clauses written into this whole bond approval process, or the bond itself, that if the revenues from this project, what we call a boondoggle of a project, do not materialize, then the taxpayer is on the hook.
Meanwhile, Braves officials have said they anticipate court challenges and are confident the organization and the county will prevail. This was Braves President John Sherholt speaking last month at an Atlanta Press Club luncheon.
Those things happen in big projects. I mean, whether they're lawsuits or unforeseen circumstances, you have to just deal with that. And we are prepared to do that.
In the meantime, Citizens for Governmental Transparency is asking the County Commission to create an independent oversight committee. The coalition says a committee would be comprised of county residents who would review and make recommendations on the allocation of public resources for the project. Lance Lamberton is a member of the coalition and president of the Cobb Taxpayers Association.
I currently serve on the SPLOST Oversight Committee, which oversees hundreds of millions of dollars that are spent on behalf of citizens and taxpayers. This is also a project of that size and scope, so therefore we also need to have citizen oversight.
The group is also calling for an overhaul of the county's ethics board. The move comes after the board dismissed two ethics complaints related to the stadium deal. Cobb County officials declined to comment. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.